Hello and welcome back to the Cannes Festival. Today we have an opportunity to talk with crew of film Mama, the director Orsinai.
Hello. Hi.
And the lead actress Evgenia Dodina.
Thank you.
So, first off, great picture, great film. I really want to congratulate you on it at start.
Thank you.
And although you are from Israel and you from Belarus, the film...
I'm originally from Belarus, but I live in Israel more than 30 years.
Mm-hmm. Ah, okay, so you feel more as an Israeli
more,
than...
Yeah.
Okay.
Israel.
Okay, but even though you are not from Poland, this film really feels Polish. It has this emotional capabilities of Polish cinema, I think, and also how you played the role really speaks Polish, I would say. So how were you preparing to achieve this effect? Like, how was the process to make it as Polish as it ended up being?
First of all, it's so amazing that you say it, because it was one of our biggest fears, because we are not Polish and we are making a film there. So that was my biggest fear, that it would feel like a foreigner made it. So I'm happy to hear it felt Polish. And it was a long process of... originally, the film was supposed to be shot in Ukraine. So we started our research there. But later the war started and we changed our story into a Polish one. And we had amazing partners that helped us to adapt the script and everything into a Polish. And I think everyone, like every key crew member, was contributing to making it realistic, you know, as Polish as possible. And of course, Genia made a very tough job of learning the language.
Yes, but also I originally from Belarus, Belarusia, and I felt quite home on this Polish grass, and also the language is quite familiar, Polish and the Belarusian language. So of course I worked hard. I had amazing teachers, but it wasn't so hard for me with the languages. I mean.
So it was challenging, but it paid off because, we were talking before the interview, it really felt like a Polish acting job.
But also it was helped me a lot because we were filming in a Polish village, Mokrzyc.
Yeah.
And I could see all those people and to learn their body language, their vibe, their energies, you know.
Yeah.
So it helped a lot.
Because our main location of the house was in Mokrzyc, and the whole village was part of hosting us. They cooked for us and they was really thrilled to have us there, so we had the chance to see the, you know, the real people and get inspired.
So as we talked already, this is international production, and how was it working with Polish crew, with Polish actors on the spot? Was it challenging? Were there like some cultural differences that make it difficult at the beginning?
It was very challenging. I actually, only when we started shooting, I realized how weird it is that I'm shooting a film. You know, I couldn't understand my own dialogues that I wrote. But somehow we managed. And of course, all the Polish actors were super professional. And we found this way of... Eventually, I realized that the fact that I don't know the language is even better, because it made me be really, you know, sensitive for the emotions and all the really important stuff. And the language stuff we could fix later, but I was really working from the guts, which is super special. Yeah.
And for you?
And for me, you know, the language is... it's a challenge, but between the actors, it's on the level of energies, and you look in the eyes. And I think the casting was done so great, and I can't imagine any other actors instead of Arkadiusz Jakubik or Kasia,
yeah,
or something. So, in Dominiko, of course.
Yeah.
They have great partners, and it was really a pleasure, you know.
It really looks like it, like you understand each other on a
completely
deeper level.
Mm-hmm.
In the film, you dedicated to all the women that that had to make sacrifices for a better future for their children. And by telling this very toned down human story, it connects with the viewer. But how does it connect with you? What were the experiences that you were drawing upon that made you decide to tell such a story?
So I grew up in a very patriarchal environment, and like my father was the provider and my mother was the housewife until she couldn't do it anymore. She was she had a Parkinson's disease for many years now, and at a certain point my parents decided to let into their house an immigrant worker, and she was from Ukraine. And it was a very, like, it affected me a lot, the fact that we had a foreign woman in our home, and my parents were trying to react like she's not there, and suddenly she was the housewife that my mom couldn't be anymore, and it really got me, you know, my head was working, and I started talking to her, and I realized how crazy her life is, because she told me stories about her family back home, and she told me stories about her lover in Israel. So, and it amazed me that she had, you know, so much life, because usually we look at these immigrant workers, you know, like victims. They are poor, they are doing everything for their families, but I got to see that it's much more than that. And that's the reason I wanted to tell this story. And then I started this very big and deep research, and all of these women really helped me to develop the script. And that's the reason I felt I have to mention them.
I see. And for you as a lead actress, did you have some experiences with that topic?
Yes, of course. I had at home Ukrainian women that helped me a lot, and I could see that we interviewed them.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yes. I know those stories from very close. There are many people.
Yeah.
But then you know that it's research to research. What is this? What is this home? Home from outside. From home inside. Home in your soul. What is this mother's love?
Exactly.
And where is the point when mother's love became a real poison, you know?
Mm. I see. And you also do not fear to touch on some stronger, maybe more controversial topics in the film, because you touch upon the topic of abortion.
Yeah.
This is a topic that still really divides people in Poland.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering if you were aiming to take a side in the Polish debate, or were you thinking about it more universally to just be a part of more global conversation about it?
Originally the script was in Ukraine, so, and the abortion was always part of it, and then when we had to, you know, relocate the story, Poland was our choice, because I realized that it makes the whole abortion story much stronger. The fact that she wants her daughter to do it, it's much more controversial, because it's illegal, and I thought it's a really, you know, nice way of contributing this debate.
Yes, because just a few years back we had like these huge movements, like strikes on streets, like every major city in Poland was just full of women marching for their rights to their bodies.
How is it finished now? Where is it now?
It's still like not closed, but the most damning part of it that resulted in those movements got stopped, but it's not like over. It's
uh-huh.
absolutely not over.
Yeah.
This still happens. Actually, today we have the presidential election in Poland,
uh-huh.
and the topic of abortion is also on the agenda of every politician there. So it might actually be a really deciding day for that topic. So it's really hard in that kind. But I think that your film really provides a different perspective on the issue than we usually have in those debates. Mm-hmm. Yes, and for you, I wanted to ask a question of how did you manage to create those relationships between other actors that are part of your film family? Was it something that came to you naturally, or was it a lot of unseen work that you had had to go through to get this chemistry, especially with Arkadiusz Jakubik, because you are like really believable couple on the screen?
It happened quite
quite naturally,
you know. It happens between the actors. It's all happens from the beginning or will never happen. We were lucky. Every partner here, it happens immediately. What before, from first meeting, we met each other for rehearsal.
And right. I remember the first meeting between them, between us, all of us, and it was super interesting because you can immediately feel the chemistry. And even though we couldn't really, because Arkadiusz doesn't speak a lot of English, but he speaks a bit of Russian, so he could communicate with Evgenia, and somehow with a lot of hand movement and broken English and Russian, we could communicate, so it was very special.
It's somehow we don't have the same language, but you have completely the same language.
Yeah,
because Polish people are very communicative, right? Like, we are not the best when it comes to learning different languages, but many Polish people have this need to express and to communicate, and I think that might be a big part of it.
Right, yes.
Yes. So to close down this interview, your film is presented as a special screening on the festival. So it's like, I think, a big position to be put in, especially for such an early film in career. So what does it mean for you both to be in this selection?
You want to start? to me, it's, you know, it's a big honor to be part of this amazing tradition of cinema, and to present our film here is to participate in Camera d'Or. You know, it's like a long tradition of such a good cinema that I admire, and also the fact that Alicia Rohrwacher is the head of jury. It's like, I can't believe she will watch my film.
Yes,
so,
exactly.
Yeah, it's just, I'm super honored and happy to be part of it.
Yes, for me too. You know, when every movie, before the shooting, the biggest dream that it will be shown in Cannes.
Of course.
It's like to feel the dream comes true, come truth.
Yeah.
But I have to say, to have a little switch, still we have this sadness about what going on in our country.
Yeah,
and we're hoping very much that our government will bring the hostages home. Doesn't matter for what price.
The war will end.
The war will end. Yes, and that the government will understand that political surviving it's not more important than people's life.
Yeah,
I see. Yes, let's all hope for it to be over as soon as possible. And please enjoy your premiere and the rest of the festival. Thank you so much
for
this conversation.
It was a pleasure.